Exclusive walk, leftists threaten contractor in flaw. Day before ICE facility shot at in Texas. By John Binder on August 13, 2019. A group of open borders activists threatened employees of a government contractor in Florida that provides facility space for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency to detain border crossers and illegal aliens the day before a shooting at the contractor's offices in Texas. In exclusive footage captured by Matt Purdy of Breitbart News, protesters with Never Again Action, Miramar Circle of Protection Friends of Miami-Dade Detainees, Food Not Bombs Fort Lauderdale, Students Working for Equal Rights, and the Black Lives Matter Alliance of Broward County shouted threats at workers and former employees of the GEO Group, a private contractor used by ICE for facility and detention space. One protester specifically threatened GEO Group's former general counsel John Bolfin, shouting the locations and addresses of where his children live in the United States. "We know where all your children live throughout the country. John Bolfin, you have kids in, bleeped out, you have kids in, bleeped out," the protester shouted. "We know everything about you and you won't just be seeing us here. We know where you sleep at night," another protester shouted. "We know what kind of dog food you buy your dogs. We're not actually joking," the protester said before shouting the location of where Bolfin lives. "John Bolfin, you go to, bleeped out, you go to church on, bleeped out, you live on, bleeped out the, road. We are not joking." The threats came just a day before gunmen allegedly fired shots into local ICE offices and GEO Group offices in San Antonio, Texas, in what the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, is describing as a targeted attack. "These shootings were cowardly, brazen, violent acts, absolutely without justification and a threat to our entire community," San Antonio FBI Chief Christopher Combs told KSAT 12. "An attempt to attack federal employees is a federal crime with serious consequences. I don't think there is a question that they knew which floor the ICE office is on," said Combs during a press conference Tuesday afternoon at the scene, adding that all the rounds that were recovered were found on the floor that ICE occupies. "To fire indiscriminately into any building is not an act of a protest but an act of violence," Combs said. In an interview with Breitbart News, GEO Group VP of Corporate Relations Pablo Pius said the protest threatening the contractor's employees is incredibly reckless. "The safety of our employees is our top priority and we will do whatever it takes to ensure that their safety and their security remains our top priority," Pius said. He went on. "Last year, Abolish ICE protesters targeted agents in the city of Portland, Oregon, shouting racial slurs at Hispanic and Black American ICE officers," Breitbart News reported. Those same Abolish ICE activists also videotaped themselves beheading a doll of President Donald Trump. The images depicted Trump's head being chopped off with a guillotine. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.